Shavuot with Mark Simitov with everybody.
I apologize about the confusion yesterday. I had a little vadi yesterday morning and I wasn't sure if I was going to be back. I was went to MTA. I remember it was Shmuel Bornstein's all about. He was a Rebbe in MTA for more than 40 years. He was a yeshiva for years before that. He actually went to high school here, he went to college, he went to Smicha. Long time Rebbe. And in fact, his father was a sheikh. His father is of Noah Bornstein. Noah Bornstein was one of the Talmidim, the Brisker Rav, Babel Soloveitchik, still in Europe. And the biography of something they've seen is a four volume biography of the Brisker Rav. It's called the Rabbi Brisk. I think some volumes are in English now. Anyways, in one of the volumes, it speaks a little bit about Noah Bornstein as being a. I think what I remember reading that the Brisker Rav said his two most outstanding Talmidim were Blaib Malin and Noah Bornstein. I forgot which it was. One he said asked the best kashas and one gave the best terutzim. But you know, to get a comment like that from the Brisker Rav, I think in one place it says that the Brisker Rav sort of lamented about Noah Bornstein. Lick Dorton in America. The Cana Vase, where is that? You know, he lives in America, nobody realizes who he is. The tremendous Talmud. So I didn't really know him. But his son, Shmuel Bornstein, he says, actually, when I went to MTA, he wasn't my Rebbe. We taught history in the afternoon. I had it for history. And I was in the MTA. I remember him. Really a wonderful person. Rabbi Hecht. Rabbi Hecht also was an MTA for many years. He was also a dean in the college. He was one of the Maspidim. He used to travel in with Bornstein. Queens every day for many, many years. And he said he cannot remember, and it's true, and I know many of you, I can't remember ever, ever saying a word of Lashon Hara, a negative word about anybody or anything. He was a unique person, just always had an upbeat attitude. And it's interesting, as somebody pointed out, even when funny things are going on in YU, there always were funny things going on in YU, he always said, no, the motivation is right. He always had a explanation why it's the right thing. Everything was right. Everything was good. Everything was positive. It was a really unique individual. Anyway, so the vibe was yesterday. We'll never get back in time. He didn't give me another shiur. Okay. So let's take a look at Sif Beis. Okay. Sif Beis Ayin. We spent a lot of time, obviously, talking about the Yesodas. So really, if you think about the whole Sif Beis Ayin, you can divide it up more or less. Analyzing three things. You have an Isser expressed in the Torah, Bishul, Bas, and Becholot. So the first question is, what is Bishul? We spent a lot of time talking about what Bishul is and what is included under Bishul and what's the Raisa, what's the Rabbanon, and creating something new out of two items that separately are put and so on. After defining and understanding what is Bishul, so the next question is, what is Basar? And the question after that is, what's Cholov? All right, you have an Isser, Bas, and Becholot. What's Basar and what's Cholov? So here, Shulchan Aruch says in the Sif Beis, Shulchan Aruch says, Gedi lav dafka, after all the language of the Pasuk is lo sabasho Gedi. Gedi is a goat. So Shulchan Aruch tells us, Gedi is lav dafka. Nuadin shor sabayt. It's also true of an ox, a sheep, a goat. It doesn't matter what the animal is. Okay? That's in terms of meat, basar means basar. Even though the Torah uses the word Gedi, it doesn't mean dafka Gedi. And the lo shna, it also says lo sevashir gedi bechaleiv imov. So Shulchan Aruch says lo shna bechaleiv aim, lo shna bechaleiv acheres. Okay, it doesn't matter whether the milk is the mother, is the milk of this particular animal, the meat that comes from an animal, that same animal's mother. That's the milk, or the milk is from a different animal. That doesn't make a difference. Where does that come from? So if you're a grower, I made a mistake. It says in my error. It says in the Maamar Koma, so quite a good talent. But talent to be a grower, simply points to coolin. Kuf Yud Dal Amud Aleph. So let's see. It starts with the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the second Mishnah on the page. You only need the beginning. The Mishnah says Mefurish. Besar Behema Tahora, Becholov Behema Tahora, Asur Lavashim Asur Manah. Simple, straightforward, very important Mishnah. Meat from a Behema Tahora with milk from a Behema Tahora. That's Asur Lavashim and it's Asur Behanah. Okay. The Rosh Yosef. We'll put it in the Maamar Koma. The Rosh Yosef was the commentary on the Gemara by the Prima Gaon. Same author as the Prima Gaon, Yosef Tumim, obviously more well known for the Prima Gaon, but he has a parish on certain sectors, including Chulin. So the Rosh Yosef here in Chulin says it's interesting that the Mishnah didn't mention also Bachila. It says Psar Behematar Bakal Behematar also Vashim also Bahana. What happened to Asa Bahila? So he gives two terutzim. One is that's a kol shekain. If it's also Bahana, so for Shtetzik it's also Bahila. And Achila is a form of Bahana, goes back to that question we discussed at the very beginning. But in any event, he says that Mishnah didn't have to mention Achila once he mentioned Bahana. The second terutz he gives is that it's also Bahila, but the Mishnah is only highlighting the things wherein Psar Behematar Bakal Behematar is different from other things. In other words, Mishnah will continue. So it's highlighting the things that are different. The next line of the Mishnah speaks about something which is Taka Asar Bachila also, but it's Asar Bachila also, but it's Mutar Bishulana. So the Mishnah is only highlighting the Chiluk, you know, things which are distinct. Okay? It doesn't mention Asar Bachila, that applies to everything in the Mishnah. Okay. In any event, so the Mishnah says, Psar Behemet Torah, Chol Behemet Torah, Asar Vash 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 Psar Behemet Torah, Bechol Behemet Tmeya. If you have meat from a regular kosher animal mixed with milk from a non-kosher animal, let's say camel milk or horse milk or something, okay, or vice versa, psar behemet tameya b'chala behemet torah. If you have the meat from a non-kosher animal with milk from behemet torah, mutter levashel or mutter b'hano. It's mutter and bishul. It's mutter b'hano. Again, that contrast. That's not mutter b'chila because it's not tamei shabo. In other words, it's not going to be mutter because if it's in non-kosher milk, and then the meat, even if it's kosher meat, non-kosher milk, so obviously. You're not allowed to eat it, or vice versa, you're not allowed to eat it. Rashi comments, Rashi says, Mutal Vash Mutalab, but the ain't bo mishum basa b'chalav. Rashi says, the point of the mission is, in those cases, when either the meat or the milk comes from a behemoth tamea, there's no isser basa b'chalav. Okay, ain't bo mishum basa b'chalav, yalapi gemara, uvachila miha asu mishum isser tamea, but of course you can't eat it, because it's got, it's got forbidden, it's part of its asu. Okay? Okay. Yeah. So now the Gemara towards the bottom of the page, again, Rashi just gives you the Gemara will learn out. Rashi just tells you it's Kidyala be Gemara with Beit. I'm not going to read that whole Gemara, but basically the Gemara comes out that Gedi is loved off Gedi. Well, we'll look a little bit at it. Okay, the Gemara has a whole bunch of Limudim over there. If you have time, you can look through it. Okay, and basically it's Xeris Hakosim. D excludes Tamea, okay. Tamea and Emo and the Chalot Man, and so on, so the whole Limud, that is why it's not possible to call it. Okay? So let's look at what we have here on the last line of the page. We're not immediately. Okay, how do we know it's Rashi the Chol Behemoth Mashma? Who says it's true? Those Rashi would be trying to quote all animal meat. So Omar Krah, by Yishlach Yehuda is Gedi Hoyizin. That's the part of Yehuda and Tamar. She wanted the some sort of a payment, you know, for services, etc. So he says, by Yishlach Yehuda as Gedi Hoyizin. So Kan Gedi Hoyizin. Hakol Makom Shneimar Gedi. Stop. Afilu Parav Rochom Mashma. Rather, the Gemara says that since there it specified the type of Gedi, namely goat, so the implication is that Gedi without another modifying description without ease, it means any kind of kedi of a cow and of a ewe and of an par baruch of mashma also. Okay? So then the Gemara asks, relate for me name. So let's maybe we should learn. Maybe that's the binyan out. Maybe there it says b'ezim, but that means all kedi is the ezim. So no, see, krah achrina is another pasuk. This is when the Yaakov was disguising himself as Esav and he put the skin of the animal on his arms so he would appear more hairy. That's Oros Gedoya Izim. Kan Gedoya Izim. Or Komach Yogdi. Stop. Until the power up of Mashma. Okay. Well, if Mineis, Abu Shnek Sumom Kecha, and Shnek Ho Shnek Sumom Echa, Kain and Melanchim, and so on. Anyway, that the Gemara goes on, but enough said for us. Basically, it's understood from the Gemara that Gedi means not only a Gedi of a goat, but any type of Gedi is also included. As Rashi explains on the top line of Kufi Gimel Beis, Kan Pirit Lecha Kusuf Gedi Zem, Izim Oya. Okay, another one we should learn out from the others. Okay, so other reasons not to learn out. Anyway, bottom line is that the Isser of Basra Kolov applies to all kinds of meat and not just to be easy. On Kufya Dalad, on an olive, the Gemara says, that's about the meat. What about the milk? That's about the meat. So we've established that Gedi, and that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch says, Di Lav Daf Gedi, Gedi, the Huadin Shor Seve. It's good. What about the milk? So that's on the next one, the Kufya Dalad. We have a lot of the mood in here, which we're not going to go through. Again, you can look at it on your own if you did it already. Take a look at Kufya Dalad, Amud Aleph. here, including Tana Rabbanan, kind of like five or six lines before they get wide. Tana Rabbanan, Bachalev Imo. Hey, Liela, Bachalev Imo. Bachalev Par Barachav, and I, maybe this Bas Bachalev is only with the Chalev Imo, but how do you know it's the milk from another animal? It's Amr Kalvachomer. Uma Imo Shalom, Nesrimo Barbo, Nesrimo Bishul. The Gemara again has a limud with a harbo, was breeding the animals and so on. Again, a limud that chalav imo includes everything. Now it's interesting. As Rashi says, let's look at Rashi. Emo elav chalav imo klomar eis. We would die from it. How does Rashi understand the question? Rashi understands the question that the Gemara is asking. Maybe it's only, how do we know it's only, not only Chalev Imo? Rashi says A's. What's Rashi telling us here? What do you think? What's Rashi telling us? What's the idea? I think the Kash is not Dafka the mother. That we assume. By Imo, it means the same species, the same kind of animal. Now, I think that's what Rashi's telling us. Because why would Rashi translate, what does that say? I think we know what the word Chalev Imo means. So what does Rashi Klomar A's? Meaning, I think the Gemara didn't even have a Havamina to say that Bas Mechalav is dafka or meat only in that animal's mother's milk. That was even a Havamina. The only Havamina was that it should be the same kind of animal, if it's a cow, if it's a goat. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a legitimate diak in Rashi. I think that's what Rashi means. Okay, otherwise it's difficult to understand what Rashi's in. Because it says, because it's Klomar A's, and A's like it. But that it should be dafka its mother, that the only Isser is dafka in its own mother's milk, that I think the more assumed, I'm not sure why. The Gemara assumes not even a Havamina like that. Okay? Yeah. So, apparently that's a Pshuto Shomikro. We look, it may not be so simple that all the Rishonim hold that way. I printed on the page some of the rationales behind, you know, Abitama Mitzvahs and why the Shminitzer Bas Mechola. So if you look in the Rashbam and Mishpatim, printed on the source page 35. Rashbam is in Shmos Perakov Gil Posik Yitaz Demasa Lo Sevashel. Lo sabasha liba chalev mo. Okay, so he says, derech ha'izim l'leda shnei gedoy yachad ragimo ha'lishko recha men. Some practice is to slaughter one of them. When we talk sharov chalev ha'izim, can you see chalev ha'izim l'achmecha and so on, ha'i regilim l'vashlo b'chalev ha'ein. Ulefi ha'hova ediba ha'kos. So apparently, Rashbam writes, at one time, this was some sort of practice when an animal had a baby, the animal goat had a baby goat, they would say two goats, they have twins, and they would slaughter one of them and cook it with the milk of the mother. So he seems to say that really Pshuto Shomikra is Taka the Cholov of the mother. Now, then he goes on. Nai hu adover ugliya v'rav sonos lecho chlecho cholov ha'ein chim ha'bonim. Dug mazu ba'osa esbino v'shaluch ha'ken. He said, it's like osa esbino. It's achrobzi is achzorius. Something not menschlich about it. It's so hungry you have to kill the baby with the old mother's milk is something a lack of rachamim. Like he says, similar to Osas Mano and similar to Shaluch HaKen, right, with the birds. So he says, Lamercha der tarbus siva hakos. Hashbam said there's a certain manner, there's a certain proper way to behave, and this is improper. Okay? Now, then he mentions a side point. You know, if you look at the Pasuk, Los Vashav Liba Chalipo, in Mishpatim and in Kisisa, it's both appear. Context of discussion about Shalosh Pamim Bashana, going to Beis HaMikdash three times a year, both of the Pesukim are in context in both places. But then Kisisa, the Rashbam says, because the Fisha Regal, I often be Amos Harbe. Back in those days, too, he ate a lot of meat on Yontif, right? So that's a big Yontif activity. So therefore, that's why it's mentioned over here. Fine. That's how the Rashbam says. The Ibn Ezra there, in Parshas Mishpatim, and Shmos Parakov, Gilo Posuki Test, Gilo Masu Rashis, he says, he's not so thrilled with any of the rationales. The reason is really somewhat hidden. Okay? And okay? He says, maybe, like the Rashbam, even as I don't know, sort of Rashbam, but he says, maybe it's a matter of achzorius in the heart, and so on, like by Osas Mano, like by Elosikach Hemopan, by Shulach Haken. Okay? But he says, Lamaisa, Umina Grova Adam Shema Hemtzal. Most people don't have meat, or if they don't have animals, Yiknu Achalav Bishuk. they're going to buy milk in the street, in the supermarket, right? V'acholav mu'usot miseos rabos. A given bottle of milk, the milk in there can come from, you know, five different animals, five different sheep, or five different cows. A given bottle of milk that I buy, lav dafka, all the milk in that particular bottle comes from the same cow. The stomach doesn't. Okay? So it's conceivable, he says, ulai, hakon agdil o yeda anemo. Okay? I buy this, I don't know, you know, maybe some of the milk that's in this bottle did come from this animal's mother. He says it's almost like a gzera, you know, it's almost like a siyug. You shouldn't drink any milk. By the way, we can add that to Yosef Engel's list. We had about siyug and derisa. Now here's another derisa, derisa siyug. Derisa siyug is don't drink. Really, the issur is to drink the milk of the mother with the meat. But since when you buy milk, you have no idea, so you better not drink any milk with meat. Okay, anyway, that's the proposal of the Ibn Ezra. The Rambam, the Mara Guchim, Chelek Gimel Perek Memches, brings up Avodah Zorah. Apparently, it was a practice in some places as an Avodah Zorah type of practice that they would eat the Basar B'Cholav in some connection to an idolatry service. In fact, the Rambam says, because how does the Pasuk begin? Both in Mishpatim and in Kisisa, it begins, Reishis Bikur Ad Masa Tovi Beis Hashem Elokecha. That's by us. This is what we're supposed to do. Based on Shemal Kecha, we have to bring Bikurim. Reishit Bikurim Mosar Tavi based on Kecha. What are we not supposed to do? Based on Shemal Kecha, Lo Sivashal Diba Chalevi Mal. It's us all over. But since when the Goyim in their house of their gods and so on, they did this, so we're not supposed to do it. That's the proposal of the Rambam. And the one more, the Rabbeinu Bachai. Also there, Parshas Mishpatim, he says, "Bal derech hapshat, tam hamitzvah zos mishum tam temes halev." Basar cholov has some sort of negative impact. It's mitam temes halev. Shahar cholov nasim and adam. Okay, we have that expression tomorrow. Dam nekam and nasim cholov. You learned that? Blood, you know, becomes milk. Okay, dam is when dam nekam and nasim cholov. Okay, v'adam mizgoro avolin abzori. Blood, Rambam writes, tumin. You eat blood of the animal, so the animal's tunos, the animal's tendencies, and so on, get into your blood, and so on. So the echad itama isus shmosh enle tavo shimus balos beguf kashadu lechom tiba hara nisha b'safu b'sofim b'shinoi. Somehow the nature of blood now turns into milk. So milk together with the meat, it adds up to bad things. Okay, you know, these are the different approaches that the farshim chumash gave b'as b'chol. But again, not all of them have to do dafka with chalev ein. That's what I'm trying to point out. You learn like Rabbeinu Bachai, it's got nothing to do with this milk being the milk dafka from this animal's mother. But then in milk in general, as I said before, it appears that Rashi learned that way in the sugya. There's never even a havamina to say that it had to be dafka milk. The question was, if it was a havamina, maybe that's the milk. If it's cow's meat, so that's the milk from the cow. If it's a goat meat, that's the milk from the goat. That's the Gemara says, no, they learn it out from sugya. What's interesting is Rashi, there in Kuf Yudal and Chul, in the long Rashi, Bachalevi Mo, we say outside. Okay, Rashi asks, one second, why do we need here in Kuf Yudal a limud, a special limud that, you know, there's a special derivation that the milk can be from any behemoth shera? I don't think we want to learn that. It can be from anything, right? Tanu Machalimo, etc., etc. So we learned the Arba. So also, Parachal Mashma, Eno Dinshad, and Jutamalo, Bachalevi Mo. Right, a special limud. Rashi asks, what is this special limud? Back on Kufya, this is Kufya Dalamah. Back on Kufya Gimel, we already learned, in terms of the source of the meat, that the Gedi includes what? All behemic sherev, every behemic sherev. So what do you need a special limud? Harish, with the same thing with the milk. Right? In other words, once we've established, based on the Gedi HaKosh of Gedi, it's the same phraseology, Lo Segat Sevashel Gedi, Bachalei Vimo. So once we've established that Gedi means all, you know, types of meat, all types of kosher animals. So the stomach, the chalevi mo is also all types of kosher. We don't have to have a separate discussion. That's what Rashi, and long Rashi, is bothered by. Okay, and Rashi proposes that maybe the mandama in this gemara rejects that limud over there, because there are a number of limudim there because you know base. And so Rashi suggests maybe he doesn't hold from this particular drasha, because there are other things. Bottom line, there are other things that are learned from that word gedi. And those we'll look at, we don't have time to go through it now, we'll come back to some of it later. But there are a number of different things that are learned from the word Gedi So maybe the Mandamar here on Kufi Dalam Aleph didn't accept that limud on Kufi Gimel Beis, so therefore it's not extraneous. Tosus on Kufi Dalam Aleph, Divasa B'chalav Pora Rabbanai, Lo Itzrichwa, it says, Taki, you don't need this limud. El Rabbis B'she'ein Mina, if you don't Pora B'chalav Gidi, of Di B'chalav Pora, Pora B'chalav Atzma, Hor Darshin Le'el, Kol Mokum, Nerdi, Afil Pora Rabbanai, Mashma, B'chin Abdachna B'kutris. He says, Rashi was Dochek, saying maybe it's a Machlokes. Tosus, it's not a Machlokes. Okay? Once you say that Gedi is, and it's exactly what I was saying before, once you say that Gedi means kosher animal, so good. Lo Sivashel Gedi Machalei Bimo means what? Meaning meat from a kosher animal with milk from that same kosher animal. That's also toasted the maximum you can prove from the limit of Gedi at Kufi Gimel. You can only prove that it's talking about, okay, Gedi, right? It's not limited, but if it's a Gedi, if it's a Rochel, it's a Par, whatever the nature of the animal is, so the milk from Kufi Gimel perhaps would have to be from that same species. So therefore comes the Gemara here, says Tosafot, and says, no, the Chiddush here is that the milk can come, and it can be mix and match. It can be meat from a cow and the milk from a goat or whatever. That's what comes out here. He says, Uchina appears to Kufi. Okay, that's the end of that. All right, let's move on to Siv Gimel. Okay, Siv Gimel. So Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, Eino Noeg, and it's from the same Mishnah, Eino Noeg is Simon Pesan Siv Gimel. Eino Noeg Ela B'Psar Behema Torah B'Cholok Behema Tahora. The whole list of us were called is only by meat of a kosher animal with the cholok of a kosher animal. Avol B'Psar Tahora B'Cholok Tameya or B'Psar Tameya B'Cholok Tahora B'Torim B'Bishul Uba Hanah. Period. Okay, well, this is really exactly like we had in the Mishnah. Okay, that's the Mishnah Kul and Kufi Gimel. This was mechalav is only with both the meat and the milk come from a kosher animal, but one from a non-kosher animal. There's no din of bas mechalav. Okay, and let's look now back at Rashi. I want to emphasize now, because Rashi on Kufi Gimel and Aleph on that line in the Mishnah, which basically the Shulchan Aruch quotes verbatim. Okay, Rashi's words. I skipped over it before. I glossed over it. It says the ein bo mishum bas mechalav. Okay, there is no din of bas mechalav if either the meat or the milk, it's from the Hema Tameya, and Bo Mishul, it's not in the parsha of Basra Chol, it has nothing to do with Basra Chol. Okay, that's the read of Rashi on Kufi Gimel. Again, the parsha says that there's no din of Basra Chol whatsoever. Okay? The Ran, comment in the Rif, Mem Beis on Beis, on the page of the Rif, okay, Dilmaskul Bsar, the Hema Tahora, on this Mishnah, the Ran also says, like Rashi, okay, Ein bo mishum bas mechalav. Now, I'm stressing this obviously for a reason. The point is, there's no issue whatsoever of bas mechalav. Okay? Sar behem tov chalav behem tameya, Kedini Prat has the whole limud, and he says, Ein bo mishum bas mechalav. There's no issue of bas mechalav whatsoever. The reason I'm stressing this is because the tour makes an interesting comment that the Achronim talk about, which I want to look at now. Okay? So take a look at the tour here in Simon Pei Zion. We actually touched this once in the past. Can you find it? Yeah. The tour in Simon Pei Zion, in the same Sif. The new tour is now titled the Sif in Shomar. So it says, the Eino Noeg, here's the Lashon of the Torah. The Eino Noeg, Elevet Tahora, if you're going Basa Behemet Tahora, Sechala Behemet Tahora. All right, then he says, Ala Besar Tahora, Bechala Behemet Tmeya, or Besar Tmeya, Bechala Tahora. And likewise, the Basa Chai Ba'of, if we'll get back to our Finuch HaTorah, Eino Elemi Dirabana. There's only an Isser Midrabana. Umutur Bebisha Bahana. Therefore, as we discussed last week, whatever this is only Rabban, it's Mutu Bishul Hanan. So the tour is throwing a little bit of monkey wrench in here. Rashi and the Ran both said if you're dealing with either the meat or the milk, because from Behemet Tameya, there's no Bas Mechalav whatsoever. The tour seems to say, he says, it's Eino Elamid Rabbanah. It's Bas Mechalav Mid Rabbanah. Therefore, it's Mutu Bishul Hanan. But it is Bas Mechalav Mid Rabbanah. That's when the tour comes out. And the kasha is, what do you mean, asa b'hanah? I mean, what about asa b'achil d'rabbanah? this item is also chilut deraisa, because it's meat of a non-kosher animal. Or it's milk or not, whichever. But in this mixture that you have here, it's also deraisa. So what do you mean, eino elam midrabanan? It's not true. Okay, if you have meat and non-kosher milk, kosher meat, non-kosher milk, or vice versa, non-kosher meat, the bowl of food or whatever this food is also deraisa. It's non-kosher. Nothing to do with basar chol. So what exactly is the Torah talking about? It's only darbanan. Okay. So the Torah implies that there's some kind of din of basar chol darbanan here. First of all, what basar chol darbanan? Second of all, you have a bigger problem. What does that add? What is the Torah seems saying? Well, it is basar chol only on a darbanan level. What does that do for us? It's also deraisa. What is labeling it? That's what the Zayin HaKashra, the Torah seems to be labeling this basar chol darbanan. What does that add? You have an issur deraisa here, right? So the Beis Yosef is bothered by this problem. Okay, and the Beis Yosef writes. Writes Losha. That's the Dubai Master. Oh, no, it's on the front page. Okay, D. Yeah. Right, it's on the first page. Okay, so Gimel. About three lines, if you have the new edition, about three, four lines before they get right. Is it Losha Rabbeinu Eina Mechuva? The Torah's expression here is not clear. It's true. No, the Torah lumps together. The Torah lumps together non-kosher meat and kosher milk, kosher meat and non-kosher milk, and also meat of an oaf. Forget about chayav oaf. We'll talk about oaf in milk. He lumps them all together. So the Beis Yosef, it's true that all those things there is a parallel. Namely, they're all mutter. In Bishon Hanah, okay, but they're not the same in terms of Issur Achila. Beis Yosef says, what's going on? He says, Issur Achila is the meat of an oaf. So now I can understand that's Darbanan. Bsar oaf is also Darbanan in milk, right? Bsar oaf, kosher chicken in milk, that's also Darbanan. But what? Meat of a non-kosher animal in milk, that's not a stove, it's also deraisa. So therefore the Beis Yosef writes, the language is somewhat not right here, and there's no reason, okay, what is labeling this basar b'chol deraisa add? That's the kasha. The Bach, okay, the Bach here, I guess also on Peter's page, the Bach on Peter's page, also on Masha Kosma, Eino Noi, okay, he quotes the Beis Yosef, and he disagrees, because he says there are actually a couple of situations in which labeling something basar b'chol d'rabbanan will change the facts on the ground. Okay? He says, yes, the Torah is holds that it's basar b'chol d'rabbanan. If you have tmeya, again, non-kosher meat, kosher milk, vice versa. Okay? And even though it's already asur b'achila in the Torah, however, with regards to chaticha nasis nevela, which we've spoken about in regards to chaticha nasis nevela, okay? So many assume there is no din of chatichah, and we spoke about this, right? Chatichah nasis nevela, where a piece absorbs, let's say a piece of meat absorbs milk. So we assume the whole piece of meat now has to be treated as a chefetz of basar b'chol. We talked about this at length. Again, we went through all these sodas, so hopefully we have those clear. The whole piece of meat is now a new chefetz of iser, right? Iser machnas atzmo, and so on. And now you got it, that falls into another mix, you got a major shishim against the whole thing, right? So that's called chatichah nasis nevela, and in the major machlokes we've shown in Hilchos Tarus, we'll get to it. He says that's only true according to many that by basar b'chol. The concept of chatichah nasis nevela is not true by shari surim. Okay. However, by basar b'chol there is. So says the Bach, that's what the Torah maybe is telling us. The Torah is telling we as the kasha, what's the chiddush to say that this non-kosher meat mixed in kosher milk is basar b'chol drabbanan? What do you mean it's basar? Also to eat the rice, so what are you adding? And Bishlan, no, it's mutter. So what are you adding by calling it basar b'chol d'rabbanan? What's the purpose of it? Says the Bach, I'll tell you why. Because chaticha nasis nevela will apply, at least the d'rabbanan. Right, that's why. If it's shari surim, right, if this is a non-kosher piece of meat milk, that's shari surim, that's treif meat. Right, so that applies the Chadir Hadassah does apply. Okay, but if you hold it, it's Basim Echalon. Again, those who hold the Chadir Hadassah and Devel, it doesn't apply to Shari Sir. Okay, and the Bachir, even if you hold the other way, like Abed Tam and other Rishonim, no, Chadir Hadassah and Devel applies by other Rishurim also. There's something else, we discussed this also, the Isser of Chaticha Ruel Eskabe. Remember, we said a Chaticha Ruel Eskabe, a fancy piece of meat, a piece of meat to serve at a banquet, so the laws of Bittel don't apply. Chaticha Eskabe is not Bittel. That's also, according to many, did only by Bas Mechalov, because Chaticha Eskabe is only applicable when something is Osir Machmas Atzmo, as opposed to Osir Machmas Bliyah. Okay, in other words, the nature of Chaticha Ruel Eskabed, you have a new piece of new Chetz of Isser here, and we discussed. If you have a piece of meat, Chaticha Ruel Eskabed, it's Isser Machmas Atzmo, that's what we assume that Pasuk Chol is Isser Machmas Atzmo, so therefore, the din of Chaticha Ruel Eskabed will apply, at least the Rabbanon, so that's another thing. So if I have a piece of non-kosher meat, which was cooked with Chol of Torah, okay, or vice versa, and it's very Chashuv, so it's not going to be Bato. If it's just, if without the tour, it's okay, so it's a piece of non-kosher meat in kosher milk, and it's also an eat it because it's a shari syrup. But if it's bittul, so it's chatikol eskabed, wouldn't make a difference. But if you hold this bus, chatikol eskabed would make a difference. Bottom line, so the Bach defends the Torah. He disagrees with Beis Yosef. He says there is a bit of nafkamiyah, both with regards to chaticha nazvel, in regards to chaticha arul eskabed. So there is such a concept of chaticha arul eskabed. Okay, the Drisha, here on the page in the tour, in Oz Beis, okay, just a moment, yeah, the Drisha does not hold from the Bach, basically, because he corrects the language, okay, he corrects the text. The way we have it written in the tour, it says, Upsar chayv of fiddle chal Torah, ein alam gabo, I'm sorry, al abosar tohora, chal of ein atmeya, al abosar mim chal Torah, Ubasar Chaibov, it's all one sentence. And therefore we have the problem. It says at the end it's Enol Gabonon. The Prisha in effect puts in a Kedrisha actually. Drisha puts in the same author. He puts in a comma. He says, Abubasar Torah Bukhal Bahamas Mail, Sarah Bahamas Torah, lo, comma. Then Ubasar Chaibov, Afil Bukhal of Torah, Enol Gabonon. The phrase Enol Gabonon is going on Psar Chaibov, not on the first statement of Psar Tahor B'chalav Tmeya or Psar Tmeya B'chalav Tahor. You follow? But the Drisha, again, apparently holds it to Beis Yosef, that the Torah is there. So therefore he says it's two different sentences. There should be a comma, two different clauses. Okay? And therefore he doesn't agree with this. And then he also mentions in Apostle Nafmir Hadim of Natavela, the Duas Kabi. But in any event, it matters really where you put the comma. The Drisha finds the Bach's approach to the Dochuk, and he especially says, we never found any such place that anybody talked about this being Basar Chalav Drabanan. We don't find that in the post, and therefore he thinks the Bach's approach is wrong. Okay. By the way, in the Shulchan Aruch, if you look back in the Shulchan Aruch, you have exactly that pause. Not the same way the Drisha said it, but in effect, if you look at Siv Gimel, which we decide, Eino noi gala basar peymet Torah b'chalav peymet Torah, period. Then he goes on. Right. So clearly in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber views these as two separate clauses, which is what the Drisha was trying to say, which is maybe with the Torah in mind. Okay. Just to understand a little bit about the Chaticha Nasa Nevela, so let's turn a little bit to a later Simon to see a couple of quick things. Turn to Simon Tzadi Beis. Turn to Simon Tzadi Beis, Sid Gimel Dalet. Just so you see, and I'll get a flavor of this. Simon Tzadi Beis, Sid Gimel. Kishenesu achaticha mezbachaticha nas nevel. Kishenesu achaticha machmas acholav nas es kol achaticha yisir. Right? That's the din of chaticha nas es nevel. Right there. Black and white again, it's really good to see it inside. Vim bishleim acheros, tzar shishim about the kula. Right? You have a piece of meat with came usr because it was mixed with milk. The whole chaticha becomes usr, and it was cooked with other things. You need shishim against the whole thing. Okay? Vim makira mashir chachar. You can tell, and you can removed out of pieces and so on. And then Sif Dalet says the Mechaber, Lo Amru Chaticha Atzmos Nasis Nevela. Sometimes they call it Chanan, right? Just Rosh Tavis, Chaticha Nasis Nevela. But sometimes the abbreviation doesn't work because it's Chaticha Atzmos Nasis, unless it's a sort of Chanan. Okay. Anyway, Lo Amru Chaticha Atzmos Nasis Nevela, Elo Gosu Chola, Avalo Bashari Serum, Pigon, Kazayas Chelev, the pronunciation, Latin Makuda. Zayis chelish nivachaticha. The English of Vato and Netzar. The Charkach Bishon Mecheres ain't Charkalish Yigneged because Zayis chelish. If you have some chelish, some fats, okay, some that they mixed up with this meat, okay, and now you cook that meat with other meat, then you only need 60 against the chelish. You don't say chaticha nas in the vela, okay. Because if you look chaticha, it's not chazes this material. Okay, and then the Rambo adds Yesh Omrim Darvina Mecholis in chaticha nas in the vela. The Chena Minik Posh of Ben Lashanos. Okay, the Ramah says we're machmir even by Shari Sur, Yelamaisa. But okay, then, but that's the idea, just to see that about Chaticha Nas and Nevela. And it's important to see it inside. And we look a little bit later, in some Kufala, with the Robas, you see about Chaticha Ruiz Gabi, some Kufala, I think we saw some of this before, no? Some Kufala, Chaticha, that's the simon of Chaticha Ruiz Gabi. Chaticha Ruiz Gabi, Dina Kiberia, Dafila Be'elef Lo, Taylor, right? It's not a never bottle. I feel in the Asur Bahanoa, Kevin, she despotized from Teres Willy Scabe, okay? And that's Chatiko Scabe, Sik Bays, Ein Lodin Chatiko Scabe, Elain came Isura Machmas Atzma. There's only Chatiko Scabe if it's also Machmas Atzma, you go Nevela, Ubasa Bechola, Avalin Nesra Machmas Shakibla Tan, the Isser, the lawyer, the son of the Batlo. I feel when you sober, Chaticha Atzma Nevela, Ein Ladi Chaticha Liskavit. Okay, so Chaticha Liskavit is also only by Bas V'Cholav, well, not only by Bas V'Cholav, but only by something like Bas V'Cholav, which is Usur Machmas Atzma. So says the Shulchan Aruch over there. Okay, and therefore, coming back to our issue here, so Gehema Tehora, B'Cholav Tomek, kosher meat and a non-kosher milk, or vice versa, that's Isur Machmas Atzma. So if you hold that's Bas V'Cholav, so then maybe the tour is right, or Achan stands the tour, there could be a din of Chaticha or Liskabe. Okay, let's come back to our simon now. Let's take a look at the shop and some cut and gibble. Some Pezine, some cut and gibble. Okay? The shop also is aware of this Bach, and he argues against the Bach for two reasons. Okay, he quotes the tour, he quotes the Bach that has two, again, the tour, the simple reading of the tour, not like the Drisha fixed up to put a comma in or an extra word, a pausing word, but rather it's one long phrase. So the Pashas in the tour is that you have a din when you have non-kosher meat with kosher milk, or non-kosher, kosher meat with non-kosher milk. Either way, that's called bas v'chol drabanan. It's also b'achila, you know, it's also b'achila ready deraisa, but it's also it's mutar bishlanah. And according to the Bach, what does it teach us? Chaticha nas nevela applies. Chaticha liskabe applies. The Shach disagrees with the Bach for two reasons. Okay, first of all, he refers to that Rashi and the Ran. Okay, the Rashi and the Ran, the Rashi and the Mishnah. Rashi and the Ran and the Mishnah, Kufi Gimel Aleph. But Rashi's Lashon was, what was the Lashon again? The Ein Bo Mishum Bas V'Chol. The Shach says, it's not Bas V'Chol at all. Not the Raisa, the one it's not in the Parsha. So first of all, the Shach says that the Rishonim seem to assume that there's no Bas V'Chol here at all. And he says, because it's logical, because of two reasons. Okay? He says, first of all, you don't find any place where somebody says that this is bas v'chol, even on a darbana level. Okay, it's also to eat because it's non-kosher meat, or it's non-kosher milk. We don't find anybody who says it. And furthermore, he said, there's no reason. When did darbana make gzera? The man making gzera is for a purpose. He said, what reason is there, says the Shach, to introduce a bas v'chol darbana? Okay? He says, in other words, by b'sar oaf, okay, by b'sar oaf, we understand why the Rabbanan introduced an Issa the Rabbanan to have chicken and milk. And we're obviously going to talk more about that, right? We understand why the Chacham introduced an Issa the Rabbanan of poultry with milk. Why? Because people will mix up, they'll see you can eat chicken and milk, they'll think you can eat, because chicken by itself is kosher, right? So now you mix it with milk, so they'll think you can eat, people even call, in English also, we call chicken, we call it meat, right? White meat, dark meat, and we call it meat, right? So that I understand, said the Shach, that Rabbanan made it, don't eat chicken or milk. But what purpose would be? What purpose would there be to make a gzera on meat from a non-kosher animal with milk, or meat with a meat of a kosher animal, non-kosher milk? What's the purpose of such a gzera? It's also anyway. You're not adding anything, okay? And so there'd be no purpose to just to create a nafkamina of chaticha nasas nevela or chaticha ruis kamei. There's no purpose in gzera d'rabbanan. So the Shach is willing to say, the Bach may be right, okay? The Bach may be right. If there would be such a thing, as called Rabbanan in this case, so Taka, the Nafkamina, would be, the Bach is right. Chaticha Nas and Avela would be a Nafkamina. Chaticha Rizkabe would be a Nafkamina. But says the Shach, there's no reason to have made such a Xer in the first place, okay? There's no reason, there's nothing, they don't accomplish anything. He assumes that Rabbanan would not have made a brand new gzera just to answer this in the case of chaticha nasas nevela. Or just, it has to be something that Rabbanan have to have a reason. Gzera otu, right? Gzera doni, otu milk, otu me. But nobody's going to go ahead and think, if you can eat, you can't eat this meat anyway because it's mixed with non-kosher milk. Or because the meat gufa is non-kosher. You can't eat it anyway. There's no reason for the chacham to have made such a... such a gzera. That's basically in a nutshell what the Shach says over there in Sukkot and Gimel. The Taz in Sukkot and Beis is also doche at the Bach. He doesn't like the Bach's approach either. We follow him. He doesn't like the Bach's approach either. Okay, again, he quotes the Tur. Quotes Mori B'chosnin. That's Mem Vav Ches. The Russian name is Mori B'chosnin, my master and father-in-law. He quotes the Bach. He also thinks the Bach is not correct, but he says for a different reason, not like the Shach says. He thinks the nafkaminas don't even work. Okay, he thinks the nafkaminas aren't going to work. Okay, because he says, what's the whole reason for chaticha nasas nevela? Those who hold that chaticha nasas nevela is also only by bosa b'chol. What's the reason why? Why should they have a din, a special din of chaticha nasas nevela for bosa b'chol? So again, this goes back to one of the sodas that we covered already, because Basa b'chalav, independently, you know, two things are mutter, right? Milk is mutter, and the flesh is mutter. Now you mix them together, you've created a brand new iser. Right? We discussed this a few times. The whole piece of meat becomes a new chetz of iser. So that's the svara behind, says the Taz, that's the svara behind chaticha nasas nevela. Because this is not meat and milk, it's a new entity called meat milk. Right? We discussed this in some way, yeah? It's basa b'chalav, it's a brand new animal. Okay, it's a new animal's the wrong word. It's a brand new entity. Okay, it's a new scientist. It's a new compound. It's a new composite item. It's something new. Okay, that's the svara behind chaticha nasas nevela. Okay, it's not just a mixture. It became a new goof, a new item. However, okay, here when you have non-kosher meat with milk, it's you're not by mixing them together. You're not creating a new iser. It's also already. By regular basa, kosher meat and kosher milk. So the two items are separate. Separately, the 100% mutter. Okay, beautiful, eat them both. Your heart's content. When you create, now you've generated, you've created a new iser. But, says the Taz, with psar behemoth temeya, chalav b'maaser, it's the same thing. You didn't create a new iser. There's an iser already. Right? So then, it's not logical to say that chaticha nas is available to apply. You follow what the Taz is saying? In other words, the Taz wants a tie. He's not. He's also he's agreeing with the Shach that the Bach is not correct, but not because there's no reason to make such a gzera in the first place, like the Shach suggested. He doesn't quote the Shach, he said, like the Shach suggested, but rather because the application of chaticha nas and nevela is incorrect. Okay, even if you want to argue that such a concept called basar chalav drabban in this case, it wouldn't result in chaticha nas and nevela applying here because the reason for chaticha nas and nevela doesn't apply. Okay, there's no brand new iser here. And he said even those who are machmir, quote unquote, by Bosa B'chalav, or Ben Afraim, they said special din by Bosa B'chalav, chaticha nasanela, wouldn't say that in this case. And then B, the Taz says, the same thing is true of chaticha ruiskabe. Okay, because again, the whole idea of chaticha, that's why I showed it to you in the Shulchan Aruch, the whole longness of chaticha ruiskabe also is because the piece of meat, it's based on chaticha nasas nevela, right? Once you cook basa b'chalav, so now it's a new goof of iser, and there's a new thing here. And if it's a davar chashuv, it's not batal. Right, that was the Lashon. I want you to see the Lashon over there in Kuf Aleph. Okay, Kuf Aleph. I'll read it again. It was Ein Sif Beis. Ein Lo Din Chaticho Leskabed Elekei Surah Machmas Atzma Kegon Veil of Basim B'Cholov. It's only a Chaticho Leskabed is only applicable when this is a new piece of meat. It's now Asur Machmas Atzma. Who created a new Isser. It's an extension in a certain sense of Chaticha Nasas Nevela, except it applies only to a Chashur piece of meat. Chaticha Nasas Nevela applies to anything. And Chaticha Leskab is only by a Chashur piece of meat, but the premise is similar. And therefore, says the Taz, here, it's not going to become a Chaticha Leskab because it's not a new Isser. The Isser existed already. Okay, when it was just Basar Tomei. And he also acknowledges, like the Shach says, that none of the post can have such a gzeirah that the Yisrael must be chalav. And therefore, he says in the tour, he also agrees without making a change in the text. But he says what the tour meant when he said asur darbanan, says the Taz, was only referring to the Psar Oaf part of the clause, the second clause, and not the first clause. Okay, that's what the Taz said. Just as an aside, you see on the page in the Kudas HaKesef, take a look. The Kudas HaKesef was written by the Shach. Okay, the Shach has. It's his Ha'oris on the Taz. The reason it's called the Shach, the Shach's name is Reb Shav Seh Cohen. Okay, so the Shach is called Reb Shav Seh Cohen. That's his name. We call the Shach, his name is Shav Seh Cohen. He wrote also another commentary on the side of the page called Nekudas HaKesed. That's a play on words, because the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which says, Torei Zohar Na'aseh Loch in Nekudas HaKesed. Now, Torei Zohar there is not with a test. It's a tough. Torei Zohar Na'aseh Loch in Nekudas HaKesed. Okay, Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. So, but he has a play on words. Turei Zohar, that's the Taz. So Turei Zohar, not so in the Kudas HaKesef. So his commentary, a lot of the Mefarshim sort of played on the Iker name of the Sefer, and all the commentaries of the Rambam, right? His Mishnah Torah. So he calls it Kesef Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, Mishnah Amel. You play with the words of the person you're commenting on. So that's what the Shach does here also. Right? He says, Turei Zohar, again, it's not the same word. Turei Zohar is more of the top. But anyway, so that's called the Kudas HaKesef. The Kudas HaKesef is Docha the Taz. Well, we can see it size also. Low kosher meat. He says he doesn't like the Taz. He had his own objection to the Bach, which we said before. But he doesn't like the Shach's objection, the Taz's objection. So low kosher meat. We call Mokim Shubos Rechol. Kol Chad Bar Pei Nafshei Shor. He says 1 second. Why is the Taz right? The Taz said as a Dover Pashut that there's no problem Chaticha Nas Nevela here because Chaticha Nas Nevela is only when you create a new issue, right? And here the meat, since it's a non kosher animal. Or the milk, because it was not kosher milk, was also already good, says the Taz. But says the Shach, it's challenging the Taz. But that made it. Midrabanan, it is a new thing, there's a new Isser. Now, this touches on the issue of Chavitz, we'll get to in a second. Okay, that's what the next year will be. But the Taz's objection, says the Shach, is a little shrier. He says, no, maybe that's good for the point. Okay? From a Basar B'Cholov point of view, it wasn't Basar B'Cholov. Yes, true, the meat was non kosher. So from a pure Issa Behetar point of view, you couldn't eat the meat. That's true. But from a Basar B'Cholov perspective, it wasn't Basar B'Cholov, and now it is. So you could say that, right? Kol Chad B'Nam Pardaf, Shishar, Ben Kain, Cholov Tehorah, Nasis Nevela, Nishum Basar. Now, the Afal Gav, do Basar Tmeyim. Okay, now, even though it's Basar Tmeyim, it's non-kosher meat, that's Shari Surin, but now on a Drabbanah level, it's Basar B'Cholov. Okay, V'Chaim B'Sar Torah, Nasim Nishum Cholov, Afal Gav, do Cholov Tmeyim. Okay? But Miu Bashak, he says, I agree fundamentally. In other words, I'm not with Tom Akrini. I agree fundamentally that Taz is right to reject the Bach, but not for his particular reason. Okay, now, yeah. Because the Taz holds when does Chaticha Rucha, when do we say Chaticha Rucha? Okay, why do we say Chaticha Nas? What's the svar behind Chaticha Nas and Nevela? You now have created a new Chetz of Isser. Before, the meat was mutter, the chol was mutter, and now, like we discussed in previous weeks, by putting it together, you've created a brand new Chetz of Isser. Says the Taz, when the meat's already behem tmeya, by mixing with milk, you have not created a brand new Chetz of Isser, the meat was also beforehand. Or the other way around, the milk, whichever way you look at it.
And the milk falls on the meat, so it's just, if you don't say Chaticha Nas and Nevela, it's just that part.
Say it again?
Non-kosher milk falls on a piece of
Yes, yeah, so fundamentally, that's the Kudus HaKesef Taina. Okay? In other words, that basically what the Shach Taina is. He said, what do you mean? It'll become Nasis Nevela on a Drabbana level because of the Basur Chala problem. You're right. But the Taz is saying conceptually, I understand Taz correctly, Taz is saying conceptually, the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela is not going to apply here. Okay, Chaticha Nasis Nevela is only when you're creating a brand new Issa. But here there's no brand new Issa. There's already an Issa in place here. Right, either meat's already also or the milk's already also. You haven't created something new. That's what he says. And he says the same thing about Chetiko Iskabi, which is an extension. It's only when the Shulchan Aruch says, only when it's also Machmas Atzma. Right? Here, it's available with milk. It's, you're not creating a new Issa. Comes the Tal, the Shach. I think the Shach is basically saying, yeah, 1 second. No, maybe that's the din. That's what he says. As soon as it becomes, even though it was a piece of meat before, Shari Surin, now that it's with milk, it's going to be Chaticha Nasaner. That's his time. Okay. Again, fundamentally, though, most assume that there's no din of Basra Chal Drabanan. Chaticha Nasaner wouldn't apply. Chaticha Nasaner wouldn't apply. Again, it's still Usr. But more like Rashi says, and the Ran says, okay. Just introduce, for a few moments, the next piece. What's conspicuously missing in this discussion, the Shohar and the Mishnah, we talked about meat from a non-kosher animal with kosher milk. We talked about meat from a kosher animal with non-kosher milk. Okay, what if it's meat from a kosher animal and milk from a kosher animal, but the meat is also because it's nevela? In other words, it's a cow, okay, but it wasn't slaughtered properly. That's not behemoth tomato. It's not behemoth tomato. It's a behemoth Torah. It's a cow. But they're messed up. Either guy shechted it or shot it or whatever. Okay? Or a Jew did it, but the shechita got messed up. Okay? That's called an availer. That is not mentioned. It's conspicuously missing from the Shavar. What's the story with that? Again, the Mishnah says, we all agree, when it's bizarre behemoth Torah, kosher meat, which was slaughtered properly, with kosher milk, got mixed together, that's classic basar v'chol, beautiful. However, if it's a behemoth tamea, or if it's chalav tamea, then it's not basar v'chol. Okay, but what if it's behemoth tahora that wasn't geshachta, it wasn't slaughtered properly, it was an availer? If the meat's asur, but it's not behemoth tamea, where does that, it's kind of a middle case, so to speak. Okay, so that's the question. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say what the story is of basar k'sheira, which is an availer, or it's a treifa, something like that. Okay? And that gets mixed up with kosher milk. Or it's meat from a perfectly slaughtered animal, but it got mixed up with milk that came out of a treifa. Right? Milk from an avail. Well, let's figure out what happened with the avail. But anyway, let's assume treifa. Okay, what's the story there? Is that possible color or not? Okay, so that's not so clear. So take a look in the Shoma Eger, the Gilead Marsha, here, same sips of Gimel. He writes, let's see the word Elo B'sar Behema. I don't understand the question. This is a pivotal question. Okay, this is a pivotal question. Halacha L'maaseh, it's a pivotal question. Because you have beef, regular cow meat, okay, regular non-kosher meat, not from a camel, some bear or something like that, Asia somewhere, but a regular beef, you get a regular McDonald's hamburger. Okay, which comes from beef, okay, what's the status of that if it got mixed up with chalav? Yeah, a cheeseburger. Now, there'll be a nafkamina, because if that's possible, the nafkamina, of course, is going to be bishon hana, especially erev hana. Okay, because if you have a cheeseburger from McDonald's, beef, all beef, they testify it's all beef, okay, USDA approved, whatever, it's all beef, and it's mixed with cheese. Okay, so fashteitzcha can't eat it, we get that. Okay, but it's only us to our bana. Okay, I can sell it. I can serve it to somebody. I can deliver it. Okay, or I mentioned before. I mentioned that somebody I was discussing worked in, I think, an old age home or something like that, a hospital, delivering it. And she brought the food to the patient, pepperoni pizza. Okay, so that's also, let's say the pepperoni is beef. It's kosher, non-kosher meat. Again, I'm not going to eat it, but it's a mutter b'hanon. So that's again. Strangely enough, missing from the Shulchan Aruch. So the Marsha, Shlomo Eger, the Gilead Marsha, here on Siv Gimel, right, commenting on the language of the Shulchan Aruch, that what? Ain't a nog, Elam Besar Behemoth Tahora.
He says, Av shehu nevela o treifa.
Very simple. Doesn't matter. That's still basar chol deraisa. Okay. Even if it's a, therefore it's also banor, it's also visual. When the Shulchan Aruch, basically, I think he means, you know, mistima sloshon mechaber. Mechaber didn't buzzer mechaber. Mechaber said, and the Mishnah said, basar behema tahara. So basar behema tahara means as long as it's a kosher species, I don't care whether this particular meat happened to be kosher because it was slaughtered properly or wasn't. Okay, it's still basar cholav deraisa. That's shon leiger. Okay. So it's going to be this or basar cholav, and it'll be and what it means is, by the way, it's important. This leads to the discussion of Yisachal Isser. That'll be a problem of basar b'cholav on top of the Yisr Nevela Trefer. In other words, the meat is also anyway, like in the case of the Behema Tamea, the meat is also anyway, because it's Trefer. If it's a Trefer, it's Nevela. But what we're saying here is that the extra chumras of basar b'cholav apply, and the most important ones are Yisr Hanan Bishul. See, before we were talking about Behema Tamea, it's anyway not going to be. We're only talking about drabonon. It wasn't going to be also bishul hanan anyways. But here if we're saying it's possible chalav deraisa. It's going to be also not only also to eat, which it was before. It's also hanan. Yeah.
So when you said that's going to be a little trade, it's commenting on the element sar in the Torah. We assume that it's the same also.
Yes, I think so. I don't see a reason not to. Yes. Okay, that's the Gilui Maharsha. However. Famously, you look in the Dagel Merivavo. I don't know where you have it on your page. Take a look at Dagel Merivavo. Okay? The Dagel Merivavo here on Sid Gimel. Yom Asul, O Basar. Okay? He says, O Basar, Tmei Bechalav Tahara. Okay? Dagel Merivavo was written by the Noda Behuda. Rabbi Huda was the Rav in Prague, so he has three famous works. Rabbi Huda is his collection of tshuvas. Then Yocheskel later Landau in Prague in the 1700s, later 1700s. So he was the Rav in Prague, and he wrote the tshuvas called Rabbi Huda. His commentary on the Gemara is called the Tzlach, same person, Tzlach. And his commentary on Shulchan Aruch on the side of the page is called the Dagum Revolva. Anyways, the Dagum Revolva says, and we'll talk more about this. O b'sar behema o b'sar tamei b'cholav tahara u b'sar nevela v'chein chelev osur levasho b'cholav min ha-tahara v'lo kal b'shulo avo b'achila ein bo isur basa b'cholav. Okay, but there's no isur basa b'cholav. Okay, and I have to explain his sheet a little bit more. But he says you have b'sar nevela or chelev, so you're not allowed to cook it with cholav b'raisa. And you're local on the bishul, but avo b'achila, there's no iser basar b'cholav, and he also says that it is mutter b'hanah. So he says that in fact we don't count this as full-fledged basar b'cholav d'oraisa. Okay, the Yehuda argues with the Marsha, the Shlomo Eger, and he says we therefore we musar mutter to feed meat of an avela. Another practical afkamina is pet food. Okay, pet food. Sometimes dog food is actually meat, and with cheese or whatever. Okay, this is a practical nafkamina. It's not kosher meat. It wasn't slaughtered. Could be beef. Could be. Usually, it says on the. I don't have a dog. Sometimes it says on the can. You know what? Right? Yeah. So it's not slaughtered meat. It's not meat that we could eat if we want to. Okay, but it's so the nafkamina would be to be able to feed it to your pet. So the Rabbi Huda says, the Dagum Revolva says, it'll be mutter to feed b'sar nevela with milk to your behema, okay, or to sell it to a goy, and we're going to have to come back to this issue. Okay, the Pisrei Tshuva here, it's a cotton vav, says, I am Dagum Revolva, he quotes it, okay, he says, not no isabas b'chol, and he quotes it, it's based on a Rambam, and it's not also b'hanoah, and he says, it seems that other people disagree, and he also quotes the Prima Godin. Okay, the Prima Godin in the Psicha. Okay, the Pshach sends us from the Prima Godin in the Psicha to the Basar B'cholav. Well, you have a different arrangement, but towards the end of the first column of my edition, I don't know. It says, Ul'inyan Chelev B'cholav, he also min HaTorah Olav, in the Mashmolos Rambam, he quotes the Rambam, you don't get Malchus V'achila. Okay, anyway, he seems to agree, the Prima Godin does, to talk about Chelev B'cholav, he says that it's also about it's also about these things, or you know, non-kosher meat and milk is also about no, okay, and not like the dog on the road. Dog on the road seems to be a minority. So you have Shlomo Egel, the Gadol on one side, you have the the dog on the road on the other side. What this obviously works importantly with is the issue of the Isser Chal Isser. Because either way, what we're talking about here is you have a non-kosher piece of meat. It's Bsar Nevela. It's also. Now, I mix it with cheese. So do we say Isser Chal Isser or not? Okay, now there's a new Isser, Basim Chalop, now superimposed on this item, on this not this piece of meat, which before already I couldn't eat. Well, you can argue that yes, it does, because it introduces something new, namely the Isser Hano and the Isser Pasim, the Isser Bishul. The Dagmar is Mechali. In any event, that's what we'll talk about Blineda next time. So we'll have Shirin Blineda on Sunday. Sunday will be at the regular time here, right, 11:15 or so on Sunday. Blineda. Monday, everyone was asked to give early Shir because they have that Shirin marathon. So we'll have Shir, but this one will be available because there's no JSS. So we'll have Shir here Monday. Let's say it's about 10 o'clock. Is that one? Because it's 10 o'clock. Okay. They said 9:15, but I'm still being able to sleep. So 10 o'clock. Does that work for everybody? Everyone want to go to the very first year of the marathon? It's 10 o'clock. Okay. So I'll make it 10 o'clock. Oh, we'll see what any of them. But I have to follow what they said to make early shoes. That's what I'm doing. Okay. You know what? Maybe we'll do a visual snaps if you have another couple of minutes. I don't know if I'm interested. I just want to say, you know, I was going to talk yesterday. I want to say it very briefly, you know, since we're approaching Shabbat Shuvah, right? I'm sorry to make Shuvah. I'm going to say one quick thought. Those who live in the Teaneck area, I give a Shabbat Shuvah drush at 11:30 in my shul. I'm talking about the matters relating to vegan. But I wanted to mention right now an interesting question. You can ponder it, and there's a lot of the literature about it. You know, the Mark says in Rosh Hashanah, and the Ramo Kos that three categories of people, right? There's tzaddikim, gemurim. So it says, the Gemara says, the three svarim, right? Shlosha, Omer, Kus, Vadar, and Yechanan, Rosh Hashanah, Tazayin, Shlosha, Svarim, Yiftachim. Three books open in Rosh Hashanah. So tzaddikim, gemurim, are nechtovim, nechtovim, la'alter, l'chaim tov. Rishoyim, gemurim, nechtovim, la'alter, they're not good things. Beinonim, it says it's totally till Yom Kippur. If there's tshuva, it's good. That's the sense of tshuva. So first of all, if that's the case, what does it mean? Saratoka, it appears, Rosh Hashanah Kosevim, Yom Tzom Kippur Yechasem. Is that true? According to the Rambam, Tzarikim Gemurim, or the Ksiva Anachasim was already on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Nechtav 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 for the Rishon, the other way. And for the Benanim, it's just totally, it's weight to the Yom Kippur. So nothing was written on Rosh Hashanah. So, not only, you know, it's a little strange. And we have to figure out what does it mean. So the fact that it's an appeared is not necessarily an earth-shattering question. But the truth of the matter is, throughout our tefillahs, we're still saying now, Kosveinu, Mesefer Chaim, Zochel Chaim, Kosveinu, Mesefer Chaim, Tovim, Mesol Chaim, Tovim, Mesefer Chaim, Nikosei, you know, talking about Ksiva. So, what are we all Benjamin? So it could be that that's the Torah. So we're all supposed to view ourselves as Benjamin. Okay, so therefore we're saying, Kosveinu when on Yom Kippur. Right? Right now we get it written, and at the end of Yom Kippur we'll finally say Kosveinu. But we should view ourselves all as Benjamin. The problem is, what does it mean Tzaddik? What does it mean Russia? What does it mean Benjamin? So again, you're looking around, I'm basically going on Kiddushin, actually, in the first paragraph. Okay, a Tzaddik is somebody, doesn't it? A Tzaddik, the guy's perfect. No such thing as a tzaddik or deficit. Tzaddik means he has more zchuyas than amonos, right? The scales, I always see today, the scale. The scales tilt this way, so it means the tzaddik, right? Doesn't mean objectively he's a tzaddik. The other guy also is objectively, not a Russia, he has more avarice. So what's a bain? A bain is a guy right in the middle. And therefore, what, like Gemara said, they have the first part in Yedushin. You do one mitzvah, you can tip yourself and the whole world around the closing of the tshuva, the third paragraph. It's all in the third paragraph of the tshuva. Tip the whole world and yourself in one direction. So who's asaras to make tshuva for? just for those people who happen to be 50-50. I don't know, I'm not a mathematician. What are the odds? You know, what are the odds? What's this small group of people, the 50, that's the whole that says to me, and the answer has to be, well, we should all view ourselves that way. In fact, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Chava writes, the Ramo rather writes, on Rosh Hashanah night, we wish each other, Roshana Tovah Tikaseif, that's all it says. The Magen Avraham adds, say, Vesech Hosein. Okay? So the Molagon says, no, the Ramo is right, we'll say Tikaseif, because the Chasim is not necessarily until later, but the idea is, what do we say? Why do we say Tikaseif Vesech Hosein? Because when I talk to you, I hold, oh, you're one of the tzaddikim. Right, you're going to be, when I talk to you, I'm a chabad you. Roshana Tovah Tikaseif Vesech Hosein, you should be Lalter. The word Lalter means immediately. Lalter, right? That's the greeting. The word Lalter is a Yiddish word, Alter, which means older. Sometimes you hear a guy's name is Alter Shimon or something like that, or Nochem Alter. That's what it tests. It's older. Elder. But Alter, Aleph Lam and Tov Reish, is Lalter, means immediately. So the Shana Tovah Tikaseif Hosein. I hold you, it's a, I don't hold on to something, sorry. I'm a Bainani. I'll work on that. Yeah, but a Bainani, what are the odds, you know? Maybe you're in the Russia category. It's Elamai, you have to say that since many of us, we're not on the tzaddik category, Halavai would be right in the middle, but may not be. You have to say that the ksiva of but let's discuss, there's a sefer called the Kofei Or, Itzel Petterberger, Yitzhak Blazer. He was the primary Talmud of Rabbi Saul Salatin. The great Baal Musa, also a great Talmud Chacham, in a more classic sense. We have Tshuvas in him called Pre-Yitzchak. I remember once reading the story that there was some Asifas HaRabbanim someplace. He was called Ritzel, his name was Blazer, his last name was Blazer. They called him Ritzel Petterberger, because he was the Rav in St. Petersburg, in Russia. So he was called Ritzel Petterberger. It's one of the Gedolei HaDor. So Ritzel Petterberger had a sense for Pre-Yitzchak. So the some Asifas are one of somewhere at the Beis HaLevi during, I guess, some downtime of the convention or at supper or whatever, he posed a kasha to the other Rabbanim president they should discuss, and then he gave two teretz. One is my own teretz, and one is my son Chaim's teretz. So the Yitzhak Petterberger sat there hoping he didn't really say anything. Turns out that the kasha and both teretz were already printed in his sefer. He already had that. But he was a big honor, a big Baal Musa, a big Talmud. So there's a sefer called Kofei Or, which has some of his mamarim, and the sefer, we don't have much in writing from Rasul Salanta, but there's a sefer called Or Yisrael. As Rasul Salanta is in the back, also a section Kofei Or from the Ritzel Petterberger, and I think in Siman Hey, you discuss a little bit this whole subject. But in any event, you have to say that somehow you can undo the ksiv of Rosh Hashanah. Okay? You can undo the ksiv, even the ksiv, everything can be undone. But the koch of tshuva is you can undo it. And if you look in the Rambam, because, you know, if it's only a matter of doing more mitzvahs, it's true, the Rambam in Parag Gimel, it's true, Halacha Dalet does say, the Rambam does say that if you severe yourself as right in the middle, therefore, this time of year, we do more mitzvahs, right? That's the Lashon. I don't have it in front of you. Do you remember that Rambam, right? It says, Afal Pishat Kir Shofar is only, it's Exeris HaKosa, but Remez, wake up, and therefore, Lefichach, Nogun Kosol, Harbos, Kutstokov, Meisim Tobin, like that. Then we get up early and say, Slichas, he doesn't call him Slichas, it's Dibri Takhon, and Kibushim, the same thing. They say, you know, we have extra cash on hand, you know, you have to do more mitzvahs. In fact, in our minig is to not do Kiddush Levana until after Yom Kippur. Because Kiddush Levana is supposed to be the Simcha. And we're not so much simple right now. We're nervous. You know, so we don't do Kiddush Levana this week till after Yom Kippur. But there are those who held Farket. I think it's something that Dafya do it to get more brachas in, more mitzvahs. I want to get as many mitzvahs on my ledger as possible for Yom Kippur. So Dafya do Kiddush Levana this week. I think I'm not sure where other the communities are, but the more widespread thing is not to do it till after Yom Kippur. But anyway, so people want to do more mitzvahs this time of year. That'll tip the scale. But the Rambam also says you have to do tshuva. So what does tshuva do? It's just a matter of the ledger to do more mitzvahs. What do you need tshuva for? So what tshuva can do is tshuva can undo the averis. That's the point. Tshuva can uproot the averis. Gedol tshuva shidocha lo seses shvatov. Tshuva can undo the averis. Okay, if you do tshuva, because what's the problem? It says in Pirkei Avos, in the beginning of the second paragraph, have yizor mitzvah kalav kabura, she'en atayu dema and tzvarshal mitzvahs. We don't know the relative weight of the mitzvah. We don't know the point assignment. Okay, we may think this mitzvah gives me a lot of points, and this aver is only a couple of demerits. But maybe it's not like that. Maybe the, you know, we don't know, right? We don't know. Have Izar mitzvah kalav chamur because we don't know what value our Kodesh Baruch Hu assigns to a particular mitzvah to a particular aver. So it may not be enough to do many more mitzvahs, because maybe still my averis are heavier. They have more points assigned to them. So mamela, if you do tshuva, okay, and that the tshuva, so then you've in effect undone the averis. And even if you say nasa kishkogot, as opposed to not, even if it's tshuva mihira, it's only nasa kishkogot, as opposed to tshuva mehava, which is nasa kishkogot, still you can weaken the weight, so to speak, of the averis. And therefore, the zera can be undone. Even if it was written, you were, Rachman Lassan, any of us were written as Rishoyim, but apparently the tshuva of, and it's really, it appears like that from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that the power of the tzibur, anytime, can be in the middle of March, doesn't matter when it is, the power of the tzibur can undo it. The tshuva of the tzibur, like Anshe Ninve, can undo the zera that was already signed, sealed, delivered. The power of the tshuva of the tzibur. But what about a yachid? A yachid can't do that. However, yachid can do that one time a year. That's a Gemara Yevamos Mem Tes and Beis, based upon the famous drasha, the pasuk we made yesterday in Mincha. Dir Shoshem Yivonso, Ruos and Berkos and Karo, Elo Asari Yom Shemino Hashem and Kippur. And there's a Medrash that's quoted in the Mordechai at the very end of Yuma, that the tshuva of the yachid during the Kip, during the Sesame Tshuva, has the power of the tshuva of a tzibur. What does it mean? I think it means the power to uproot, you know, the entire Xerah. So therefore, that's sort of the avodah of a Sarasame Tshuva, that even if we, by the way, Rachman Litzlan, the other way is true also. Okay, I mean, Rachman Litzlan, someone who's Nechtav and Nechtav Lachayim, and then he does all kinds of errors now, could also undo it the other way also. We'll focus on the positive. Even if any of us were bainily, okay, we'll do more mitzvahs, and we're Rishayim, even if we're Rishayim, we have the capacity to undo it. And that's why we keep saying Kosveno, and you know, the real Chassidah doesn't come till okay. Okay. I don't want to stop Mincha here. Is that that's what people want? Or anyone wants to? Can? Yes? No?
Yeah.